take control of the airwaves here toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition. You don't have to talk about secession to get on the air with us here tonight, but that is the topic we started the show with, so certainly your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, by the way, I want to welcome our newest affiliate, WEZS-AM 1350 in Laconia, New Hampshire.
Awesome.
Yeah, which is the Lakes region, as it is called. Very pretty region of New Hampshire. And, I was just there today, as a matter of fact.
Were you way up there?
Yeah, there's a cool place called Fun Spot, which is the world's largest arcade.
Okay.
Yeah. It was cool. And actually, while I was there, Julia was with me, and somebody from the Porcupine Freedom Festival just happened to be there as well. So it was kind of cool. You just run into somebody that you know there.
They got a biker event that goes on in Laconia. It's huge.
That's Bike Week, I believe, right?
Yeah. So Bike Week in Daytona, too. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
So now the bikers will be able to listen to Free Talk Live when they're in town, which is cool. So welcome aboard to all of our new listeners in the Laconia area and any listeners that were listening previously online that can now hear us on the radio, which is always that kind of cool factor. You know, if you've listened to Free Talk Live forever on the internet and then all of a sudden we're on the radio waves in your area, I think there's kind of a fun factor there.
I agree.
855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We're going to go to you and your thoughts. We've got Denny on the line in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hey, Denny.
Hi, how you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard you talking about secession and all those red states that want to secede. I wonder how much the seniors would enjoy that if they pulled away from the union. And that, by the way, is the union that holds their Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, that would probably be a real problem.
Yeah, it'd be a real problem. Also, most of the red states are where our military bases are at. So we could pull our military bases out of there, move them to the blue states, building up the economy in the blue states, and actually,
how would that build the economy in the blue states?
To bring the military up there?
How would that build the economy? The military's a drain on the economy.
There's an awful lot of people that work at those military bases.
I don't think that there's any there's not a significant amount of people. I mean, okay. You're not talking about a.
Let's be clear on what builds the economy.
We can move the defense contractors also out of the red states. Certainly hurt them.
Defense contractors really don't. Wait. Defense contractors really don't build the economy either. You build the economy with value. With value with things that you can use: cars you can drive, houses you can live in, dishwashers you can wash your dishes in,
planes that can drop bombs. Mark, that's not building the economy.
No, planes that drop bombs, things that go kaboom and blow into little pieces, don't build the economy because they're not value. They do not create value. People who work for the government and don't provide, don't build things and create things, they're not providing value either. They're a net drain on the economy.
Okay. Well, you also mentioned the paying your property taxes to the federal government.
No.
100% of your property taxes goes to the state government.
I don't think we said anything about that.
I was saying that the government claims your land. And I would say that likely the state government itself is the one that gives towns and counties and these kind of municipal organizations the ability to tax in the same way that a lord would tax serfs in the past. It was called a quit rent, and now it's called a property tax. It's really the same thing. But you do understand that the federal government claims your body, and then I guess it's the local and state governments to claim your land.
Yep. Well, I think you just have to get your facts straight.
What did we screw up, Denny? Can you clear that up for me?
Yep. Well, I think you just have to...
Oh, you got a bad cell. Apologize about that. 855-450-FREE. His phone dropped out there. Let's continue.
I guess I spit it out so quickly he didn't like the sort of the order that I was talking about. These people in the government, I believe, is what I caveated that statement with.
855-450-3733. Now, New Hampshire isn't a red state or a blue state. It kind of flips around. It's more of like a purple state. There's a bunch of independent-minded folks here. Most people are registered as undeclared. They're not registered as Democrats or Republicans here, so it is a very independent-minded place. Man, it'd be great if they shut down the military bases. Please, if New Hampshire secedes, I would love it if any military installations went right ahead and go elsewhere. I want nothing to do with the world's largest and most aggressive military being based anywhere near me. Thanks.
Costa Rica has no military, somehow or another.
They have national police, but that's about it.
Right.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue, and we'll talk to John, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hey, John.
Hello, gentlemen. How are y'all?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think the last gentleman touched on a couple of things that I think he misunderstood what he was trying to say about the military and the value that they bring to a community. All the salaries that the military have go in to provide to the local community. That's a tremendous influx of cash.
But they were stolen from the local community first. Don't forget that.
Well,
see, because if I get to keep the money that I earn, if I get to, well, taxes are stealing. Well,
let's define stealing. Stealing is taking something from somebody that they don't want to give you. Income taxes are generally collected through fear of going to jail. Therefore, taxes are theft. So, right. Yes, I will agree with you that if you steal money from everybody in the nation and then concentrate the paying out of that money in small pockets, that it is beneficial for those small pockets.
Right, but ultimately, it's not beneficial to me because I want to keep the money that I earned in the first place so I can decide to spend it or save it or give it away in the way that's best for me.
He was trying to bring up the value that the military, or having a military base brings to the local economy.
Yeah. He was saying that it creates value, and I agree with you that if you steal a bunch of money from everybody and
there's a lot of people in the local economy that are not associated with the military that benefit from the everyday things. So,
I don't think we're communicating effectively here.
But that doesn't build the economy. But that doesn't build the economy. I mean,
it just restructures the money.
It's a money distribution system.
Yeah, so look, John, if you really want to help...
It is, but they do provide a lot of support to a lot of economies, a lot of local economies. So
sell a lot of cheese,
but they had to steal the money first. Don't you agree that it's wrong to steal money from folks?
I absolutely agree that it's wrong to steal money from folks, and that's why we have a democratic republic.
So, you don't get to vote to make stealing legitimate, dude. Just because a bunch of people think it's okay to steal doesn't make it it's okay.
Well, I didn't write the Constitution.
Neither did I.
And no government is perfect, but I think the one we have is probably better than most.
So you're making an excuse for stealing just because it's the best stealing system in the world?
No, let's.
Yeah, you just move right on then. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the stuff.
I know you certainly don't want to address the cognitive dissonance you're feeling right now, so go right ahead with your other topic.
I'm sorry?
I said I know you don't want to address the cognitive dissonance you might be experiencing right now, so go right ahead with your other topic, sir.
Not having cognitive dissonance.
Okay, then.
One of the points that Warren was unable to express to you is how would the federal government move into, say, South Carolina? Well, the first thing they would do, I think you all touched on this a little bit, is that they would commandeer all of the financial institutions that they have control over through the federal programs, and that's how they would manipulate and control the people. Now, the counter to that is the Second Amendment, and I agree.
No.
And I'm not sure which one of you said it, but I think it would spiral down quickly because I think somebody who is less than totally aware of the situation would make a mistake, and they would fire. They would take a firearm, and this thing would quickly escalate and get out of hand.
I think somebody's going to shoot somebody. I agree with you.
That might be a realistic prediction.
I think at that point, you're going to see a huge tear in the tapestry of this country because there's a lot of people that are active duty military. It will refuse to take an order to fire on another American.
Good. I hope so. And I thank you for the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I don't agree that the Second Amendment is the solution to, you know, whatever financial takeover he's talking about.
Well,
whatever the Second
Amendment was supposed to be a solution for, it's failed.
Yeah. He's talking about taking over the banking system, basically, in South Carolina if they were to secede. The solution is not to arm up and threaten anybody. The solution is bitcoins.
Or gold and silver.
Value-backed
money.
Market-based currencies. You work around their system. You don't need their money. You don't need their dollar. 855-450-FREE. We've got the solution for you. We'll tell you more about it here in a short moment. 855-450-3733.
ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Live, bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so you can take control here of these airwaves. We are talking about secession primarily. And in the last segment, somebody suggested that Well, if a state were to secede, the federal government would just take control of the banking system and would totally screw everything up.
And I agree that a couple of decades ago that this would likely have been something that they could do. But let's not forget that Utah just recently made gold and silver legal tender in the state. There are movements all over the United States to make gold and silver legal tender. The fact is that a lot of people see the devaluation of the currency under the Federal Reserve at this point to be a terrible thing for freedom. And I agree with them completely. There's another option, though. And it's one that's being employed in Greece and in Argentina by individuals who understand what's happening in those areas and the devaluation of their currencies. It's called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a it's an online currency. It's a mathematical problem that is uncrackable by today's standards. It is mathematically impossible to counterfeit Bitcoins. It is mathematically impossible for anyone to inflate Bitcoins. And by inflate, I mean create new ones. There isn't a logarithm for creating new ones until they get to 21 million. But that's now we're going into advanced Bitcoin studies. And you have complete control over your money. If you have your money in a bank and there was a secession situation, I'm not saying that I believe that there's going to be a secession situation. But if you have your money in a bank at that time, yeah, who's are they going to give you your money? It seems unlikely. The federal government they are beholden to the federal government, and they will take people's money if that's what they feel like doing. They can't do that with Bitcoin. If you have your bitcoins in a Bitcoin wallet, either on your computer or online, they can't take them from you. You can go from country.
Not unless you give it to them.
Yeah, you can go from country to country. I can put all my money into bitcoins here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I can fly to Burma, and as long as I can get on a computer, I can get bitcoins and spend them and do whatever I want right there.
That's right.
To get your find out about Bitcoins, you go to weusecoins.org. Actually, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've got links there for you.
Yes.
That allow you to go to all these locations. If you want a free online wallet that will allow you to send money to people's email accounts, your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in any country around the world for free, go to blockchain.info. Did you add that, by the way, that link to Bitcoin? So that all those links are right there at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We think that this is the most important invention of this decade, and it could be the most important invention since the Internet.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Larry's in Battle Creek, Michigan, listening to WBCK FM. Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, can I make a couple quick comments, responses to the previous caller before I make my main point real fast?
Go for it.
A couple people were talking about Social Security and that sort of thing. And here's an example. I was an adult during the Kent State time, but before I talk about that, I have an older brother who has lived almost his entire adult life in Europe, in Germany, and he's never paid U.S. taxes. He maintained his citizenship, and he has had no problems. In fact, he is collecting Social Security over in Europe. So if a state seceded, they would pay the people the Social Security just like they pay Social Security people their money in Canada. But they pay them, and if they move to Europe, they still get their Social Security.
So that's an interesting point. However, it's worth pointing out they aren't obligated to do that. The federal government could stop doing that at any point.
They could, but imagine the problem that would call worldwide. I mean, it would just be horrendous.
And I would hope, I would like to point out, I would hope that if a state seceded, that they're not going to hold their citizens in there like a prison camp and not let them, if Florida secedes and old people want to get their Social Security money, they're being denied that, they'll move to Arizona that hasn't seceded or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is you guys are absolutely right when it comes to government workers. The guy talking about military bases. If you do the simple math of it, the average American pays about 10% in federal income tax. That's what comes out on average. That means we need 10 people paying taxes for every government worker who's employed. So government workers are a drain on the economy.
Absolutely.
Once we get to more than 10% government workers in this country, the scale has tipped, and you can't recover. And that's what's happened in Greece. They have something like 20% government employees.
Well, let's not forget the... Let's not forget the contractors. I mean, there's a lot of, when you start counting government employees, families of government employees, and people that work for companies that have government contracts, I've heard the numbers as high as 50% of people. So, I mean, if my wife was a government employee, I'm still, I still am earning things from the federal government because obviously the family unit's being paid.
Right. But my rich race for calling is I loved your guy talking about the idea of the Civil War would help. You know, like I said a second ago, I was in college during the Kent State time. And just that incident of people firing on peacefully organizing students was the beginning of the downfall of Lyndon Johnson's presidency.
Yeah.
Yes, there were protests against Vietnam, but it took off when military people killed somebody.
Absolutely.
They found out since then that it was government provocateurs
that had started that. Look, that would be a perfect example for people as to why secession is necessary. This government is out of control. Look at this. They're slaughtering their own people.
They were out of control in the 60s.
Yeah.
and the thing is, if you think about it, you know, with the media, the social media like it is today, you guys are absolutely right. It would be 1,000 times more immediate than the Kent State one was.
Yep.
You know, great point tonight, Larry.
Yeah, so but I love you guys' show. I don't catch it very often, but when I do, you guys, you know, you really get people to think, and I love when people call in. Who really haven't thought through what they're saying before they call in.
Most people haven't, and most people haven't. They just listen to something they hear on the radio from some talk show host, and they believe that that's the truth, and they take them at their word because they figure, oh, they got a microphone, they must know something. Hey, please, don't take us at our word. Check out what we're saying. And I think a lot of people say the things they like about Free Talk Live is that we encourage folks to think and come to independent conclusions.
I hope folks don't need my encouragement to think.
Well, whatever it takes. I'm glad people are asking questions. And, Larry, the reason why you don't hear us very often is because we're only on Saturday nights there on Battle Creek's WBCK. So what I'd recommend is you call up Tim Collins, the program director there. Tell him thanks. Tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live, and then ask him for more of the show.
And I'll tell you guys, too, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everything you guys say, but you're absolutely right. What I love about the show is that you get people thinking, and you get in a good conversation.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate your call and your time tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I don't think my wife agrees with everything I say.
For folks that don't know, I mean, maybe you've only ever heard the show on Saturday nights on your local talk radio station. We do it 7 nights a week. We're here doing Free Talk Live every single night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you are not hearing all 7 nights on your local talk station, it doesn't hurt to give them a call and say, hey, thanks for airing. I heard Free Talk Live. Really enjoy the show. But I would really enjoy hearing it as many nights as possible. So if you can add us, you know, if you can add them in every night of the week, that'd be great. And it's a nice positive comment. You're not, you know, downing anything that the station's doing or anything like that. So it's a nice thing to do. Program director appreciates a good positive comment rather than somebody calling with a complaint, because that's usually what they hear from people.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You may dial in and bring up anything. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here for free. Live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you, lots of them, including the listening options, live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can listen to whichever one fits your internet connection the best. They're all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. And in addition to that, of course, over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, we're up on the KU band free-to-air channels. You can find us there as well on Galaxy 19 all across North America. Webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way, too. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Strategic Survival. It's a book. It's a book you need to have. The fact is, survival situations can come on us at any time. Take a look at what happened in with Hurricane Sandy turning into a nor'easter of 100 miles wide and digging a groove through both New York and New Jersey and cutting off power all the way out to West Virginia. Terrible situation. People that were prepared with food and generators in situations like that, that were far better off than those who were unprepared. Strategic Survival gives you ways to prepare in all kinds of situations, not just emergency, weather emergencies and that sort of thing, but all kinds of situations. And you need to have this book. It's strategicsurvival.com. It'll give you the knowledge that they have in this book will allow you to turn to have practice and training in order to turn fear into confidence. It's strategicsurvival.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your calls. Kelvin in Colorado on the AMP lines. Hey, Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live. Kelvin?
Hey, Ian.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, the first time I I heard about this secession thing. I thought you were, like, completely insane. But you planted the seed, and I've been mulling over for, you know, this year or so. I've been listening to the show. And as a practical matter, I guess it looks to me like New Hampshire is actually in a fairly enjoyable I had to run to get the phone.
It's in a good position to secede. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. Because we've got, I don't know, what is it, 14 miles of seacoast.
Yep.
And an international border with Canada, so you've got trade routes there. It's a donor state, so the feds can't say, oh, well, you owe us, you know, we've been giving you all this money for all these years, and now you can't just walk away.
Right, so by donor state, you mean New Hampshire, the people of New Hampshire pay in more to the federal government than the federal government returns to them in whatever various subsidies that the feds hand out to the state.
Yes, exactly, and I don't know if it's been that way for a long, long time or just recent or whatever, but anyhow, currently that's the situation. Another good thing is I believe this Seabrook Nuclear Power Station, is that in New Hampshire or is that Vermont?
It sounds like Seabrook. There's another one called Vermont Yankee that's just across the Connecticut River, correct?
Okay, so you've got a good power supply. One bad thing maybe is the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard there, which is a major submarine base, so I don't know what would happen with that situation.
Well, I don't think that secession's anything that, that we in New Hampshire have to worry about in the next decade or so. I mean, I like the
idea. You never know, man.
I like the idea of people talking about it because it gives them the emotional power to tell the federal government to take a long walk off of a short pier.
Well, like Kelvin said, I mean, he heard about it the first time, thought it was crazy. Now, a year later, he's had a time to think about it, and it's grown on him.
I hear you.
Yeah, and actually this was before all the, you know, petitions and stuff were going, and I've been meaning to call about this for the last, you know, 30
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've been talking about secession before it was cool on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and it would be good if, you know, if this ever did happen, you know, just fantasizing or whatever, if you could get Vermont and Maine to go, too, because then you'd have a nice contiguous block there. Now, the people that have been talking about rolling the tanks in and all that, if we look at how the United States deals with other countries that they're, you know, pissed off with or whatever, the first thing that seems to happen is the, quote, crippling sanctions. So you might have to look forward to the borders being sealed off and naval blockade and stuff like that, and that would be very, very bad.
Yeah.
I think there's some show prep up there about, you know, claiming that actually crippling sanctions are...
You know, it may be one thing, Kelvin, when the United States federal government talks about, oh, we've got sanctions on Iran, because people don't really understand what that means, I don't think. I know that I didn't necessarily when I first heard what the term was. Sanctions doesn't sound like anything too serious, but it does really mean blocking off food, medicine, shipments from getting into a place. So sanctions are really horrible, but I think the rest of the people in the country would start to understand what sanctions were when they realize that their loved ones and coworkers, perhaps, or you know, people that they know in New Hampshire are being starved to death by the federal government. So it would really, I think, shine a spotlight on what that really means, and it would not look good for them.
That's true. But a lot of people, you know, like when I went through government school, it was the war between the states, and it was about the South trying to secede, and Lincoln held the country together, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then that's what immediately comes to mind, or at least to my mind when I first heard of it, was, well, we had the Civil War and see how that worked
out.
Yeah,
that's the most common response. And
I think that, by the way, is the very best reason for secession. If you're scared the federal government's going to roll tanks in on you, if your state decides to secede, for God's sake, let's get away from these crazy people that want to roll in tanks.
Tell them thanks for the call.
Sanctions on us.
Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, man. Yeah?
I'd really like it if Mark would go and see that Lincoln movie that's coming out and then kind of give his impression.
I can't imagine spending money on that movie. I mean, it's going to be Hollywood propaganda all up and down.
That, that's what I was suspecting, and I was hoping maybe we could get a debunking of that.
I believe that you can find that over at lewrockwell.com. I think that there's already been some kind of a piece posted there about it, so I thank you for the call. Check that out, and I'm sure you can find some libertarian who went to see it, and we'll debunk it.
I thought about going.
I just don't want to put money into
their pockets. I hear you.
Let's continue. Oh, you can always download something from Torrent.
Yeah, like I know how to do that.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Lord Keynes, Beyond the Grave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Finally, how are you?
Good. We're pretty busy on the phones, Keynes, so we don't have time for an economic lecture series tonight.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that... currency is all fiat, even if it's bitcoins or if it's gold or if it's the U.S. dollar. Every little bit of it, the only value it has is what you put into it. And so, if you were to remove, if you think about the economy and remove,
hello. Okay, I didn't do that. I don't know what happened there.
Connections with the Beyond the Grave. Yeah, connections with the netherworld.
John
Maynard Keynes, apparently the hotline with God there fell off.
Maybe he was trying to contact us through a medium, and she just, ran out of time or something.
Why does the medium have to be a woman? Houdini did medium stuff.
Did he now?
As I understand, he did that. Hocus-pocus bullcrap.
Well, let me say something to what he said there, though, before we go on with your calls. Is all currency fiat, Mark? I don't agree.
Kind of. It's not fiat in the sense that a lord says by fiat that this is money.
Like, somebody had to go and mine that silver and gold out of the ground. Nobody just willed that into existence, which is kind of, to me, the definition of fiat, where some dictator or central banker can wave his magic wand and increase the money supply by changing a few zeros, adding to some decimals in a computer system, or cranking out some money out of a printing press. Yep. Gold and silver is real. It's something tangible, something that somebody had to put some effort and some work into.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you have to put effort and work into it. That doesn't matter. What matters is that people have value in it. I mean,
well, that's the part I agree with. Like, if people didn't value gold and silver, then it wouldn't be worth anything, obviously. And so it's fiat from the perspective of the value is arbitrary based on what people's use for it is.
I think the value is arbitrary is probably the way to...
A better way to state that, yeah. 855-450-FREE. Still, time for you, your thoughts. Plenty of it, as a matter of fact. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east. But we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct. And I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils. And has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. And if you want, you can support the show. One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links there to Amazon. Now, there are different Amazons. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you and just get your shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. Same great prices, free super saver shipping, huge selection, all the reviews, everything you're used to about Amazon. It's just you're entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. It's that simple. You get your shopping done, get the stuff you need for you, get the stuff you want, get the stuff you want to get for your friends or your loved ones this holiday season. Of course, great time to do it is now over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we will take your calls about what you want. Let's go to Joe, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSEFM. Hey, Joe. Joe in South Carolina, going once. Hey, Joe, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was putting on something to my daughter the other day about, she's talking about everybody needs a job. I said, well, Obamacare's going to get tons of jobs. She said, well, how's that, Dad? And I said, well, because everybody's going to get their hours cut, which means instead of having 200 hours between four people, we'll have eight people for the same 200 hours, so they don't have to give them insurance. Mm. So it'll look like Obama goes, hey, look at the unemployment rate's going down. In all actuality, the same amount of money is going into the economy.
So you're saying everybody will have to have two or three or four jobs in order to make the same amount of money?
And I try to get people to understand this when I tell them. I said, if a guy makes, like a business owner makes $1 million this year, and next year they tax them 25% more, how much does he make? And they look at me and try to figure out. I said, no, he makes $1 million the next year. It doesn't matter what they're taxing. These guys are rich. They know how to work things. They'll figure it out. That's why they have companies, because they're
intelligent
to get in.
So. Well, I agree that generally that the rich people are better at filling out their tax forms and keeping more of their money than poor people are. But the largest tax burden, it falls upon the rich, specifically in the income tax. And
I don't think that's true. The largest tax burden falls on the poor by proportion of the money that they make. Poor people pay more taxes by proportion as far as percentage of their income.
Not income tax.
Overall taxes.
Yep, I agree.
Poor people pay more than rich people as a percentage of their income, which means it hurts them even more. But go ahead.
That's it.
Okay. Anything else, Joe?
No, I wanted to bring up another one. You heard about the Denny's adding the Obama tax to their food now?
Denny's is adding Obama tax to your food?
This was not a nationwide story. This is a Denny's in South Florida, correct?
They're adding 5% to all orders for Denny's to cover the new cost for Obama. I think it's great.
I wonder if that's the same Denny's. And thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I wonder if that's the same Denny's. Mark, you remember a decade ago when we started doing the show, our very first topic that we covered was the smoking ban. That they started in Florida. And there was some Denny's in South Florida that combated the smoking ban. Because what the way they set it up in Florida was they were banning smoking from every indoor business.
It was freestanding.
No. Unless the business sold, was like a bar that only sold 15% of their total sales of food.
Yeah.
So basically what Denny's did was they made it so you had to buy a drink, essentially. You'd pay like a, you know, you'd buy like a $10 drink and you'd get a free grand slam with the drink. And that way all they had on their sales sheets were beverages.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, it sounds like the same guy, right? Like kind of the smart ass way to run a business and get some publicity out of it.
By the way, in Florida, you had to be a freestanding building also and under that to be a bar that was a bar.
Let's continue here. We'll continue with your calls, your thoughts. Dan, listening to WNIS in Newport News, Virginia. Hey, Dan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I love your show, guys.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
On tonight's show with Succession. I've been really watching this and laughing. Succession, I'm sorry. I've been
This
and having a blast on the Facebook campaign because here in Virginia, some of these people that are signing on, they're mostly mad because their guy Mitt Romney didn't get elected.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
These are the same people who are so dependent on the government. And I understand what the earlier callers were saying about the bases. Now, I want you to understand, I am for fiscal cliff, and I agree with what you're saying about the bases. The military is a drain on the economy. But these are the people who, I tell them, you want less government, you want less tax, we'll give up your job down here at the shipyard. If Virginia secedes, are you going to tell them to come on down here to Newport News and get all your aircraft carriers and get the Navy out of here and do all this? What are you going to do for a job then? Who's going to give you unemployment? Not going to be any unemployment because not enough people are going to have jobs to support the system. So I've just been having a blast with this.
Well, the jobs – well, hold on a second. I mean, if a state secedes, the economy will likely improve there because they'll be able to keep all the money that they're sending off to the federal government, which can create new jobs.
I think he's claiming that the Newport News is – the shipyard there is mostly federal money that's shipping in, that's coming
right.
in there.
Yeah.
They'll find work elsewhere.
Right. These same – now, Jacksonville, Florida, they did fine when they lost the carrier. They thought they were going to die. But but they made it.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that loses a job, if they want another job, they'll find one. I mean, they can be absorbed into something else. Now, it may not be in the exact same industry. You might have to go and flip some burgers or drive a cab. Mark, you drove a cab once when you were in between some work.
It wasn't much fun.
No, but it's something you were willing to do. So for anyone that's willing to work, there's usually work out there for them.
Right, but the point is a lot of these people who are claiming they want to succeed, certainly not you guys, but a lot of these people are the ones who are the most dependent on the government. And they claim that they're the biggest patriots. I said, really, would you really be willing to fire upon a fully a U.S. Marine? Would you be willing to fire upon that person if they came here to preserve the Union? Did you not see the Civil War and what it could turn out to be? I could maybe see Texas pulling it off. I just couldn't. I think it would be more difficult with Virginia pulling it off.
I'm not willing to fire on anybody. I just like to put that out there. I want secession to be a peaceful method. And if the government wants to agitate and rattle a saber, I'm not going to lower myself to their level. There's plenty that we can do of a civilly disobedient nature. If nobody fills out an income tax form, what the hell are they going to do about it?
Shoot everyone? I think the very best states that are poised to do this would be states like Hawaii, Alaska, Texas, maybe Vermont.
New Hampshire.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think New Hampshire's there. You'd like it to be New Hampshire, but I don't think it's there. It takes a certain psychograph. It takes a certain sort of thought process.
Well, right. The only place that's going to be able to secede is if people have come to the mindset that that's something they want.
Agreed.
Oh, I would love less federal government. Like I said, I'm right there with you guys, and I think you guys have the more pure mindset. And that, no,
thanks.
This is something we really want. So
I, appreciate your call and thoughts tonight, Dan.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir. 855-450-FREE. Kenneth's in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Kenneth.
Hi. I thought I'd start out by saying a fiat is a decree. Fiat money is money by law. Okay? That's
all right.
Okay, that's all there is about that.
So therefore, Bitcoin does not qualify as fiat since it's not by law.
Right.
Exactly. Nor does
gold and silver.
Right. Also, for the gentleman that likes Democratic Republic, what he calls it anyway, democracy is two wolves and a sheep settling on dinner.
Yeah.
And that's
indeed.
You saw that in the last election. The 51 beat the 49. Now they're going to inflict punishment on them.
Absolutely.
And
this is
the other 51-49, they do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the absolutely, that's correct. And this is what's really sort of dumb about this is that somehow or another, 49% of the population, which is a large percentage of the population, has to choke it down and do whatever the 51% says. This is a dumb system.
Yep.
But they will, Mark, in the hopes that sometime in the future they'll get the control.
They'll lump it so that they can go ahead and shove it down the other guy's throat later.
And this is really just a way to keep on accepting the system that was originally forced down your throat by a monarchy or some other.
It's just well put, Kenneth.
You know, dealing with it because it's the monster we know.
Anything else you want to share?
What I called about was what's being called the Respect States and Citizens' Rights Act of 2012. It was introduced by Colorado Representative Diana DeGette, and what it does is it modifies the Controlled Substances Act of the U.S. government, and basically it's really short. I can read it to you. It's super short.
All right.
By striking no provision and inserting in general except as provided in subsection B, no provision, and by adding at the end the following. Special rule regarding state marijuana laws. In the case that any state law that pertains to marijuana, no provision in this title shall be construed as indicating an intent on the part of the Congress to occupy the field in which that provision operates, including criminal penalties, to the exclusion of the state law on the same subject matter, nor shall any provision of this title be construed as preempting any such.
Too long, too confusing. Sorry,
laws,
Kenneth. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Please don't call and read laws on the air. I mean, if it was like one line, maybe, but they generally aren't. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.